Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Is it time to go to the phones? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Number 12 for your Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. Good afternoon, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Are you playing any golf this afternoon? Are you watching the Masters? What are you doing?
Well, I've been a little busy this morning, but I might catch some replays this afternoon.
Awesome. So how busy are you rehabbing your shoulder?
Well, I'm not. I mean, I'm many months out from the injury now, so it's about getting my body ready for off-season workouts right now.
And what does that entail?
Well, just the workouts that I'm accustomed to doing, and just getting ready for our off-season workout program that starts up here in a couple weeks.
Is there any way, or have they talked to you about changing your? I don't know how you would do this because I haven't thought about it much until just now, to protect your collarbones in the future down the road, because now you've had both of them broken, right?
No, I mean, I just got to keep playing the way I play and know that there's some hits that you can't avoid that could lead to this. But, I mean, I played football most of my life and had two bad hits. So it just comes with it, and some things you just can't avoid.
There have been some changes in Green Bay in the offseason. Jordy is now with the Oakland Raiders. You were not very happy about that move, or were you just a little unhappy? I don't want to speak for you, obviously.
Well, it's a tough part of the business. When you get close to guys and spend a lot of time with them.
All right, he was a great receiver at the back shoulder.
Oh, wait. You bleeped out there for a second.
Coming in and out.
Yeah, your cell cut in and out there, Aaron. Are you there?
Yeah, you got me now?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, now we got you.
Yeah, I just said it's tough when you – get to know guys, play with them for a long time, and then not able to finish up with them.
So he was the back shoulder throw guy. So who's next in line on that? Who's the best at that?
Well, we've had a lot of back shoulders over the years, the various guys, but Jordy and I just had a really good feel for each other where we're out on the field, and obviously made a lot of plays over the years.
All right, on draft night, where are you going to be?
I don't know. I couldn't even tell you when the draft is.
You're not going to be perched on Mike McCarthy's right shoulder, helping him or telling him who you need on your side of the ball this year?
I think it's pretty clear that players play and coaches coach and personnel people make their decisions. That's the way they want it.
All right, speaking of coaches, you have Joe Philbin back this year. You guys did really well in the past together. Should we expect more of the same?
I love Joe. Joe is a fantastic coach, great teacher of the game, got a great personality, really good in front of a room. We've had some success in the past. Tough to see him go and finish up the way he finished up, but excited to have him back. He's a fantastic coach, and he makes things a lot of fun when he's around.
If you had your way on offense, would you throw on every down?
Well, I don't think that's realistic. I think you have to have some balance. But, when I was out last year, we saw the young backs step up. Jamal had a really nice season. Aaron Jones did a really nice job. So it's nice having those guys in the fold. And I think they're going to have an opportunity to step up and play an even bigger role this year.
Yeah, I thought they looked really good. I thought maybe even the all-Aaron backfield was something we could go with for a while.
That's still a possibility.
Have you spoke to Jimmy Graham at all since the Packers have signed him?
I've been a fan of Jimmy's for a long time. We got to know each other at the Pro Bowl in 13, I think it was, after the 12th season. And actually talked about how fun it would be to play together at some point. So it's great having him in. Same time, seeing Richard sign away, that's a bummer. Rich, great player, loved playing with him. Obviously, he was part of a couple great moments in Packer history and moments in my career as well with touchdown catch against Dallas in the playoffs in 14, and then obviously the Hail Mary against Detroit. He was a big part of what we did and really underrated part of our success, I think. So I'm happy for him getting an opportunity, but again, it's sad to see those guys you really enjoy being around being elsewhere.
Have you ever met the guy from Britain who looks like you and was doing those commercials?
Yeah, we did a segment a few years back when that was big, and he came to Lambeau and we did a kind of a doppelganger bit together. He's a really funny guy.
There's an Australian rules football player named Aaron Rodgers, spelled no D, but I don't suppose you've had a chance to meet him or talk to him, or do you know about him?
No, I don't, but I bet he's a baller.
Of course he is.
Do you like to meet other people whose name is Aaron Rodgers, Aaron?
Does that happen a lot?
I can't say I've met any
yet. Yeah, really? Well, maybe we can hook that up.
How itchy are you right now after going down in that that Minnesota game? How itchy are you to get back on the field and get things rolling again?
Well, look, I can't say I'm super itchy. I'm excited about getting back in a few weeks and seeing the guys. But the offseason is a great time to recharge and the travel and the workout and kind of get your mind right. But as always, when the season rolls around, I'll be ready to roll and excited about my 14th season.
All right, then I'll share my feelings with you. I'm very itchy to get the season going again because I think once we get everything back in order again, we'll be back on track.
Well, obviously, you know, there's an excitement every time this time of year when things start to pick up a little bit. You got the off-season workouts, you got the draft. You know, so it's exciting for football fans as things start to take shape and you see the countdown starting, how many more weekends we got to go until we have football. And that is exciting. And obviously in Green Bay, it's a little quiet until the season picks up. So I know everybody's excited and we'll be ready to roll once that time comes.
Can you name the next three players on the roster with nearly as much NFL experience as you?
Well, I know Mason's probably, I think he's two behind me.
That's one.
I would say who else has got to be close? Clay, I think.
That's two.
Really? It's two out of three? Okay. Who's the third one?
The third one's probably.
Here's the hint. You just picked him back up.
Yeah, I was going to say Tremont. Probably.
There you go.
Bam. You know your teammates, Aaron. Very good.
Well, that's part of being a leader.
I guess that would be part of being a leader. Hey, also speaking of being part of being a leader, thanks for your support with the Mac Fund and all that all you do for them.
It's been a great group to work with. Just getting to know John Kerry and Johnny Mac over the years. They're phenomenal human beings, and they really do some incredible work. Obviously, it started back in 76 when John was finishing up with the Bucks, but it's just been a blast to work with him. It's definitely changed my life in a lot of really great ways. The opportunity to give back and to be a part of an organization that really cares about this cause, and look at the results. In 42 years, they've raised the 5-year survival rate for kids with cancer from 20% to 80%. And just think about the lives that they've touched, because it's not just the child in the situation. There's a family unit, there's friends, there's extended family. There's so many people that cancer touches, and the opportunity to give these kids a greater chance to live a normal life is pretty special. And you got so many MVPs behind the scenes, like Dr. Margolis, who does an incredible job of working on these kids and his staff. It's just, it's really, really fun to be a part of an organization that just cares so much about making a difference. And you've seen the community come out and support the Mac Fund over the years. It's just been fun to work with them.
Well, thanks for talking to us today. And I am very anxious and excited to see you play football again.
Well, I'm excited to get back out there, too.
Hey, I have one more question. Did you get that truck fixed up?
The one that Clay hit with the the drone?
Yeah.
On that note, the one question that I get more than any question about that commercial is that dog yours? And to the dismay of those people that ask, I tell them it's not.
Oh.
But I do reassure them that I love that dog, and we had a great time together on set, and I tried to buy it.
You what?
I tried to buy it. I said, how much for the dog? And they said, it's not for sale. I said, I mean, everybody's got a price. How much?
Right.
And they proceeded to tell me this dog makes about six figures.
Is it a showbiz dog? Like it's in...
It's a working dog, yeah. It's in commercials and TV and movies, and that was a fantastic dog. I even tried to buy the little ones. I said, all right, how about one of the little ones? You know, that was at the fire scene. And, nope, that didn't happen either, so...
Are you going to be back? I mean, we're done with the championship belt thing. Is there more with you and the dog then? Are you reunited?
I don't know. I mean, I think you got to keep mixing up every year. But State Farm has been such a fun partner to work with. They always come with, 10 amazing ideas, and we pare it down to 5. And then we pick usually, the 3 that we really like. And these this last year have been great. I mean, they're a blast to do. Clay is so much fun to work with. I mean, him and I just cutting up the entire time. And in the past, we've had incredible actors. Had, Adrian Martinez, who was the cheesehead guy. It was a blast working with him.
That's the redheaded guy, the Rogers guy?
Yeah, that's that guy. He's amazing, man. And, the fun thing is I still keep in touch with a lot of the people we work with. I keep in touch with Adrian all the time, too. He's a working actor, and, he's a huge Packer fan now, too. So it's fun to just see those relationships develop over.
Nice recruiting. Nice recruiting on him.
Is the dog a big Packer fan?
Gotta be now.
I would think. Exactly. All right. Aaron, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Thanks for all your help with the Mac Fund as well.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Aaron Rodgers.